Monday, the 6th of July, Yudala Thomas, Rav Yaakov Elias Schwarzman, Matogo Elecho Yaakov.
We have learned in our Tzol this week, Parshas Bolok. You are still ahead of Parshas Bolok. So, we all know that Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael, but did not succeed. He gave broches, very big nevuahs and very big broches, because the Eibishter talked through Bilam. He wasn't at all in control of what he was saying. It was the same b'china like Moshe Rabbeinu, which b'china v'daberes mitir groinoi, and the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu was just a channel for the Dvar Hashem. At this point, Bilam was this madrege, like Chazal say, pshat in the pasuk, "Vekom b'Yisrael k'Moshe, avol be'um Yisraelum kom, umanu Bilam." What does that mean? Bilam was as big as Moshe Rabbeinu. But when he said that nevuah, the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want to have any connection with the goof of Bilam, because a regular navi, the mitzias of the navi, the tchunis of the navi, the nefesh of the navi, takes part in the nevuah and sees the nevuah in the way that he sees it, because he's a human being and he sees the nevuah with his kaifas. Here the Rebbeinu Shlom did not want the goof of Bilam to have any connection to what is being said, and therefore he was that pchina of Moshe Rabbeinu that the Shekhinah was talking through him. So he said very great things. But even so, Chazal tell us, everything that Bilam said turned back to raw. Besides this pasuk, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkineisecha Yisrael, which was the beginning of his third nevuah, that nevuah remained. That nevuah was so deep, so strong, so powerful, that nevuah remained fully in the Klal Yisrael forever. Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkineisecha Yisrael. Rashi says, he saw the psochim were not mechuven zum mul zum. He saw the tznius of Klal Yisrael. That's what aroused him to say this pasuk, Oyalecha Yaakov. This is the pshat haposhut, the pshat. But the Meforshim explain, and it's of course connected to the pshat, that Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkinisecha Yisrael go on the Bote Knesiyas, the Bote Medroshim. In other words, the connection of Klal Yisrael to the Bote Medroshim and the Bote Knesiyas is what had that hashpoah, that influence, that even when they were at their homes, in their houses, there was such a kedusha there, such a purity of tznius, of ein pischei mechuvonim mul zu. The Chaim HaKadosh explains, what is this double language, the double lashon of the Torah Kedusha? Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkineisecha Yisrael. We know oil is something temporary, while Mishkan represents something more kavua, something more stable. We talk here about two parts of Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael, there are two parts of Klal Yisrael that learn Torah. There are the Yisrael that are Mishkinisecha, that are kavua in the Holy Torah. They learn in the yeshivas and in the kolelim. And then there is Oyalecha Yaakov, the people that work, that have their panosa, and that oisik in Torah and the b'china of Oyalecha, which is an oyal, a tent, which represents aroyus, which represents not with a form of kviyas. But on the other hand, we must understand, Oyalecha is like when you go on a vacation to a bungalow colony. So that's not your permanent home. It's a bungalow. I don't know what they have here in England, but in America there's a bungalow colony, a small house, a hut, you know, built very easily. And that's where the family stayed for the 2 summer months. But the time that you are there, that is your home. That is where you live, that's where you eat, and that's where you sleep. It's just not your kavur de kahon, your permanent home through the year. But that time that we are at that bungalow colony, that's where we live. We eat and we sleep and we enjoy life there in that bungalow. Oyalecha Yaakov, Yankiv represents the smaller dalga of Klal Yisrael, which are not kavua in Torah. But by them also, the Torah is Oyalecha. The time that they're in the Bes Medrash, the time that they're learning Torah, they are living there. That's their life. It's not just something, a visit. For the period that they are in the Bes Medrash, they are kavua there, and they're living their lives there. Even we find by Yankiv Avinu, Yeshiv Eholim, Ahole Shel Shem, Ahole Shel Eivar, so even Yankiv Avinu, before he got the name Yisrael, it looks like, it was Yeshiv Eholim, Ahole Shel Shem, Ahole Shel Eivar. The higher pchina of Klal Yisrael is Yisrael. When Yankiv Avinu was Eiche, to overcome those powerful forces of Sori Shel Esav and Lavan, and he succeeded them, Kisarisa Melekim Vimanoshim Vatuchol, he got the name Yisrael, which is Meloshen Sror, Meloshen Sar. And that's what the top part of Klal Yisrael, which are Kavur and Torah, are called Yisrael. And the other part of Klal Yisrael are called Yankiv. Yankiv is Meloshen Okev. It's not an Ike by them. It's an Okev, like the bottom of the foot. But interesting is, the Pasuk says first, Oyalecha Yaakov, and then Mishkenei Secha Yisrael. There is a Kedima here to the Oyalecha Yaakov, to the Mishkenei Secha Yisrael. We find the same before Matan Torah, when David told Moshe Rabbeinu, Koyseim ala beis Yaakov, Elu Anoshim, V'sage the Bnei Yisrael. So there also, even though we understand very well the Bnei Yisrael, the Anoshim with the Iker, but the Torah is Magdim, the Beis Yankif, Elo Anoshim. The reason for that is a double reason. First of all, it depends largely, the success and the kiyum depends largely on the Anoshim. If the Anoshim are not going to go along, and even if the Anoshim will be Mekabel Torah, it won't hold out. So that's the Hakdome, the Indian should have a kiyum. The same is Ayalecha Yankiv Mishkenei Secha Yisrael. Those people that learn Torah, they're Taki Kavua in the Esek HaParnose, but they appreciate Torah, the Kevei Itim LaTorah. To a large extent, the kiyum of the Mishkenei Secha Yisrael depends on their understanding, on their chizuk, on their help. The second reason is, because the Pasuk means to say the following, Oyalecha Yankiv. When does that have the right Chshivis, Oyalecha Yankiv? Because these people also understand the greatness of Mishkenei Secha Yisrael. They understand that the Klal Yisrael stands on the Leim De'at Torah, that learned Torah B'kviyis, in the Yeshivis HaKadoshis, in the Kovelim, which are mal b'yeshiva, mal b'chochma, which get to great heights of Torah and Chochma. They spread the word of Hashem. They become Rabbonim, Talmid Chachomim, Rosh Yeshivis. They are the Hemshech of Torah for the future generations. And when the Oyalecha Yankiv goes along with the Mishkenei Secha Yisrael, that's the Hatzlocha of Klal Yisrael. I heard Amol B'Shem Rav Shach, Zecha Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vrocho, Rabbeinu HaGadol Rav Shach. Someone once asked him, about a boss, maybe you tell me a nice Dvar Torah. What should he tell him? He told him, we say in Davening, Amar Rav Lozom HaBachanina, Talmidei Chachomim Arbim Sholem Bo'Elom. שנאמר בכל בנייך לימודי השם ורב שלוים בונויך אל תקרי בונויך אלא בוינויך. What is the pasuk and this member of Chazal come to tell us? בכל בנייך לימודי השם. All the children of the Rabbani Shloim, Rabbani Matan Hashem Alekeichem, Al Yimudi Hashem, have to get their influence from Limud HaTorah. Kol Banayich Limud HaShloim. But when will that be? When Barav Shloim Bonoyich, Al Tikri Bonoyich Al Aboinoyich, when the Bonim of the Rabbani Shloim, the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, will understand that the elect of the Bonim are the Bonim, Adelaim de Atero, Al Tikri Bonayich El Aboinoyich, those that build Teiro, the Lame de Atero, who learn Teiro Bekriyas, then, when that will be understood, Al Tikri Bonayich El Aboinoyich, V'Rav Shloim Bonoyich, then it will turn in the whole Klal Yisrael, will be Kol Bonayich L'mud Hashem. In other words, there's a division of tasks which both together are mashter, the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. The bonim of the Rabbeinu Shloim is everybody, all the children of the Klal Yisrael. But they are bonim, and they are a special madrege of bonim. Al tikri bonayich ala bonayich. And when that goes together, that's when the Klal Yisrael is this sholem bo'elom. Then there's v'rav shloim bonayich, ma'avim sholem bo'elom. But what we see in this pasuk is, in the first word of the pasuk, something special. Ma toivu. Everything in Torah is expressed, ma toivu. How good it is. It's so good. These leim di'a Torah of Ayolecho. These leim di'a Torah of Mishkanei Secho. Of its ma toivu. It's very good. Bilam saw how good it is. When we say something is good, well, it's a good piece of chicken. It's a good, we had a good sleep. So we think it's all, there's a lot of good things in the world. But Chazal tell us different. Ein toiv ela teiro. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem. Teiro si al tazayvu. Ein toiv ela teiro. There's nothing good besides teiro. The Mesiris Yishorim says in the first parak. David HaMelech says, "Vani kirva selikim litoiv." To me, the closeness to Hashem is what's good. These are the words of explanation of the Mesiras Yisharim. V'chol zula zeh, everything besides this, she'achshivu b'ni adam litoiv, that people call that good, eino elo hevel v'shov nise. It's just misleading falseness to say on other things that they are also good. Now what is the explanation of that? Why isn't a good piece of fish, a nice piece of chocolate, why isn't it good? Why isn't a good sleep something good? Everything good in the world has something not so good with it. Let's take for an example what we just mentioned. Sleeping is very good, but sleeping is echad mishishim b'mise. It's part of that, sleeping. We get up in the morning, in other words, a 60th of death, we go through, have every good sleep, we touch death. It's a shishim echad mishishim b'mise. So, as good as geshmak it might be, it's not really good. It's death. Of course, we have to die every day a little bit in order to live on. But you can't say it's completely good. Food. We know what's good food. It's geshmak. We know how much health problems there are in this geshmak of food. How it's not good for the heart and for the kidneys and for this and for that. All the good things are not so good. So when we say good, it's a borrowed word really. But where is the real good where there's only good? Nothing else but good, that's only in Torah. Everything alive, even the good things of life, marriage, children, apanos, avoda, they're not always completely good. Big responsibilities, hardships. So the good is not complete only in one thing, in Kirva Sedekim, which comes about through Limud HaTorah. That's the only real good that we have in life. In the Medrash in Parshas Truma, on this pasuk of Kilekach Tov Nasati Lechem Terosi Al Tazevu, so the Medrash says, Al Tazevu Es HaMekach Shenasati Lechem. Don't leave that Mekach. Yesh Loch Odom Shelekeach Mekach Yesh Bei Zohov Ein Bei Kesef. Yesh Bei Kesef Ein Bei Zohov. Aval HaMekach Shenasati Lechem, which is the Torah, Yesh Bei Kesef Shenema Imles Hashem Amores Toiris Kesef Zohov. Yesh Bei Zohov Shenema Nachmodim Mizohov Mipozov. What does the Medrash say over here? In every Mekach, there's or kesef or zov. Torah has both. What does that mean to say? When there's a buyer and a seller, everybody gains. The buyer gets that chayfetz, that thing that he wants to have, that he needs to be used. The seller gets money. Now everything has a big mila. The one who buys this thing needs it to be used. It has by him a very great importance. The seller needs money. He wants money. Now, money and a chayfetz are two opposites. The biggest importance of something bought, of a chayfetz, is zahav, a golden kele, a piece of gold. Gold is something very scarce. It's very beautiful. It's shiny. It's bright. It's hard to clean it out until you make it bright. Then it's really something beautiful. You make out of that a kele, a golden kele. That's the most expensive thing, the nicest thing to use and to enjoy. Nothing more than a piece of gold, a kele of gold. Money is not something which has its own importance, achshivas. With money you could buy anything that you need. But the money itself has no importance, no chshivas. It's all chshivas is you could acquire things that you need and that you like with money. With a piece of gold, you can't get anything. If you just have gold and no money, and you don't have a piece of bread to eat, you'll starve. You can't go into the store, into the grocery, and buy a piece of bread with gold. So as much as gold has its own chshivas, but you can't get anything else with gold, while money has no chshivas in itself, but it's something that you could acquire anything else that you need and that you like. These two things never go together. Something which has its own importance and something which you could acquire everything else are two opposites, because people won't go around with something that has a chshivas in itself in their pockets and use that for money. No one is going to use gold or silver for money. It's too precious to go around with it and just give it to the grocery. So that's put away, the house and the safe, that beautiful clear of gold. While money is something, or it's a dollar bill, or it's a shekel, or it's a pound, it just represents something behind it. But in itself, it's just a way how to acquire things. In Teira Gdesha, the Medrash says, we have these both opposites coming in together. The Cheshivis of the Teira itself is so great, it's the most Cheshivizach that it is in the world. Teira. In itself, without anything else that you get through Teira. Teira is the Shashuim of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom's toy. It's his chokhmah. It's his knowledge. It's yikorahim ipninim. It's more precious than pninim. And anachmodim mizov mipoz rov. Zov and poz is an extra type of gold. It's in itself something so nice and so precious and so dear. On the other hand, that same Torah, that's so precious and so dear in itself, is a way how to acquire, like kesef, everything else in the world. Ruchnius and Gashmius. Ruchnius everything in Ruchnius we could get through Torah. Torah is called the Kli Chemdo. It's a Kele which you could get all the Chamudos, everything you want to reach. Yira Shamayim, Midas Torahs, Milas Achesed, everything a person could get through Torah. Torah is a way how a person could acquire Kirva Sedekim and all the mitzvahs in the Torah and all the Midas Torahs and Yira Shamayim. We could all get through Torah. In Gashmias, you'll be surprised what the Mishnah says at the end of Kedushin. We also could get everything through Torah. The last Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah says, Rav Meir says, the beginning of the Mishnah is, Rav Meir says, Lo'olam yilmed adam es b'noi umnes nekiyah v'kalo. He should teach his son an easy trade. Ein ashirus min umnes, vein anias min umnes, el hakel efima schorot. And the end of that Mishnah, Rav Neroi yoyna, maniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam, ve'eini melamed es pni el ha'toiro. And he says, why? Why I teach him only Torah? Because Torah is different than everything else. Torah gives him, someone he says has a panose, someone who has a umnes, if chas v'sholim, he's oichel mischora b'olam hazeh, v'kean k'evas l'olam habo. And he's messiah in the Mishnah. Shara kol umnes ein hiken. כשאודם בא לידי זקנה וחוילי או יסורים חס ושולם ואין הוא יוכל להסיק במלאכתוי הרי הוא מייס ברוב אבל אתם ראין הכי משמרתוי מכל רע בנערוסוי it watches him from all bad in his youth וניסנס לו תקווה ואחריס בזקנוסוי בנערוסי מה הוא אומר וכוי והשם יחליפו כויה ובזקנוסי מה הוא אומר אוי גינובם בסביבו דשני ורנן המיר. As you well know, Rav Neroi and Rav Meir is the same person. The Gemara says, in Erevin, Rav Neroi is light, and Rav Meir is also light. It's the same person. The Mishnah here is Seisir itself. In the beginning of the Mishnah, Rav Meir says, teach your son an easy umnes. And then at the end of that Mishnah, Rav Meir says, Rav Neroi says, Meniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam beinim alamed es bnei ha'toiro. Meir is a light for others. Neroi is a light in itself. Rav Meir was a big rov at 500,000 balabatim. They asked him, which umnes should I teach my son? Umnes nekiyah v'kalo. Teach him an easy umnes. Zogt Rav Neroi, Rav Meir, but I know the truth. What is the best umnes? Ki toiv sachara mikol schoiro. We're not talking about ruchnias here. We're talking about gashmias. You want to know what's the best umnes? Not an easy umnes, but the best one. You don't have to have social security for that. You don't have a big pension for that. Nisenes lo de Torah himself gives him achis v'tikva leizik nusoi. The Torah, she worries about him. That doesn't mean because even if I don't work, so the yeshiva will support me. The Torah itself worries about her loim de Torah. Torah is something alive. Torah is, we don't know what that is, but it's alive mitzias. And Torah worries about halom de ha-Torah. The Torah takes care of them when they're young and when they're old. The Torah is the pension. The Torah is the insurance policy. While someone who has a job, and he has v'shol and he gets old, choyli o'zikna o'yisurim, so he has a problem. The Leimed HaTorah has no problem. The Torah worries for him. That's the best policy. So this is a Gashmizdik approach that Rav Meir recalls in this Mishnah. This is not Ruchnius. This is a Gashmizdik Cheshvin. So, Torah is Toiv Be'etzim. It's Toiv because it's like Zohar. But it's also Toiv like Kesef. Because you get everything through Torah. Ruchnias and Gashmias. Everything you could acquire with through Torah. The Medrash is Mamshech and says, every Mekach you could have Sodois or Kromim. Fields or wine gardens. Kromim v'loi Sodois. You can't have both. Aval ha-Mekach hazeh of Teire, Yesh Bei Sadois V'Yesh Bei Krom. What does this mean? There are fields and there are wine gardens. In the world, things in the world, food, is divided into two categories. There is the hechrich of life that you need to live. Water, bread, and everything that comes along. Water, bread, eggs, vegetables, yeah. That's what keeps a person alive. That's what he needs to live. Then there's the enjoyment of food. Cookies, ice cream, chocolate, which is represented in the Torah. The enjoyment of food is yayin, klomin. That's the epitome of enjoyment, is wine. These two things never come together in the same michel. Something that's needed for the essential continuance of life, water, bread, the hechrich of life, is not the tastiest thing in the food. The tasty things, chocolate, ice cream, cakes, wine, are enjoyment of life. But that's not what keeps you alive. There is no mitzias, no possibility. Something should be the most tastiest, Michael, and also the hechrich of life. The hechrich of life doesn't come with enjoyment of the food. It's two types of food. The way you make the food and how the food is, it's kemat astira. It can't be, water should be the most, if you drink soda, but the soda does not what keeps you alive. It's the water. It's the bread. How do you have something that is the hechrich of life and at the same time the most enjoyable thing to taste in life? That is not possible in Gashmias. Aber in the Teirach Deshe, we have Sadeis and Kronin. It's the hechrich of life. Kihem chayeinu v'erich yameinu. Teirach nimshul to water. Teirach nimshul to bread. It's also nimshul to wine. Teire is the hechrich of life. If Matan Teire, the Ebishter said, if you don't take the Teire, shom teik for aschem. There's no life without Teire. Kihem chayeinu v'erich yameinu. At the same time, that same Teire is the biggest enjoyment a person could reach if he really is Zeche, to learn Teire. And everybody, at some point, when he works hard to understand a piece of Teire, and all of a sudden, he gets a bright understanding, the Machshava falls in, he gets such an enjoyment, such a simcha, such an enjoyment, such a tainug. Nothing in the world could compare to that. That same Torah, which is the essential of life, is at the same time the biggest enjoyment of life too. It's Sadeis and Kromin together. This is what we have to take out over here, the Matoivu. The goodness that Bilam saw, Ve'elecha Yankiv, Mishkinisecha Yisrael, these Leim de Torah, of a Bilam felt and he saw in this Nevuah that remained, in this Brocha that remained, the Ma Toivu, how good Teire is. There's nothing in Teire which is anything less than good. In the Pasuk in Parshas Dvorim, in the Havoas Bikurim, it says at the end of the Pasuk, of the Parsha, V'samachta b'chol ha-toiv. You should be happy with all the good. How could a person possibly have all the good? You should be happy with all the good. He brought Bikurim, he has a little bit food, but where is the Samachta B'chol HaToiv? Chaim HaKodesh says, Kol HaToiv means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Torah. When you bring that Bikurim, which is something Gashmius, you thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the Bikurim, you should know not in this is the Kol HaToiv. The Kol HaToiv is through the Gashmius, you could reach to the Kol HaToiv, which is Kilvah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, through Esek HaToiv. And he says, Gam Yirmez V'mayim V'chol HaToiv V'LaToiv, Ko'im Rav Ein Toiv V'LaToiv, Shim Hoyu B'nei Odom Margishim, if people would feel B'misikus V'arevus Toiv HaToiv, the sweetness of the goodness of Torah, Listen to these words. Hayu mishtagin. They would go crazy. Umislatin. And they would be so burnt up. Achareo v'le yichoshiv be'ineyem mole oilam kesev v'zov l'me'umo. The whole world of kesev v'zov would have no value. Ki ha'teiro k'leles kol ha'tei v'shev oilam. It doesn't mean when we have Torah, we have to give away other goodness. The Torah is koilel, it includes in Torah all the goodness that there is in the world. All the goodness that there is in Gashmias and Aruchnias are all included in Torah. And that's why only Torah could be called with that name of Kol HaTov. Kol HaTov means I can have here the whole goodness of the world. In the last Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah says, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil Lechol Tzadik Shai Oyelam Shenema Lahanchil Oyai Vayesh, which is Seyim Amale. The Rambam and the Rosh explain, what does this mean, Shai Oyelam? It's just a muscle. Really, the Mishnah wants to tell me the Teirak Deish is saying these words, I will give my lovers Yesh. Yesh is Mitzias, something which is there, which means it's nitzchias. I will give them that. We have no way how to explain that and to express that to our imagination, what that is. What does the Mishnah try to explain? Imagine the whole enjoyment of the world, from the beginning of the world till the end, from all the people that were created from Adam Marishan till the end. 310 times. All that enjoyment, just imagine that. That's the most we could try to explain. What is the yesh that the Torah Kedusha gives the ones that learn her, the ones that love her? That's the only mitzias, it's yesh. On the other hand, there is pusness. The opposite of yesh is, like the Pasuk says, the Rachaim HaKadosh says, reik is also 310. Yesh is 310. Reik is also 310. The Chaim HaKadosh says, "V'alachtim imi keri." That's what the Teshuvah comes for. Keri is also 310. When you learn Torah, keri, not oyel, but keri, mikredik. It's not important to you. Then you have reik. You're missing mitzias. You have just pustness, just emptiness. But they're also 310. Just like there's 310 of full worlds, there are imaginary, puste, empty worlds, also 310. Now how could there be 310 empty worlds? This mishagas and that mishagas, the baseball and the football, and this zach, and that sport, and yen enjoyment, and this enjoyment. The same thing, just it's empty. There are also 310 of them. Just like the 310 worlds of fullness, of emes, of mitzias, there's 310 empty worlds. That comes when the Torah is keri, mikredik. It's not important to me. Then we have chas v'sholem, reikonus, emptiness. But 310 worlds of emptiness. Mirtz Hashem, Be'ezas Hashem, we are zeichet to learn Torah, and to keep Torah, and to enjoy Torah, and to know the importance of Torah, so we are zeichet al-han chal-oyah v'ayesh, v'samachta b'chol ha-toiv, and she is all zeichet al-ha-toiv v'alach ha-yankiv, v'shkinesecha Yisrael, and to the Bura Shleim.